producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That a lot of people like because it heralds the beginning of another hour of conversation. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of February. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We're here to do business, conversational business. And a lot of the focus this week has been, actually since the weekend, on what happened in Kalamazoo, the implications for Uber, the families involved in all this. I don't know what is for, well, I guess I do know what's first. For me, anyway, the principle is about where this man was, I don't like using the term we, because it makes it sound like a club when news people say, well, what we know tonight is a much better way of putting it. If I were teaching a class on news writing, what is known today about the Kalamazoo shootings that was not known yesterday. Here's Jonathan Carlson, who has a reporter's stance on the shooter's arrangement. The arraignment that took place yesterday afternoon.
Jason Dalton was denied bond, didn't say much in his video arraignment, the judge saying that he didn't have to say anything, he could remain silent. He appeared at his video arraignment from jail. Because he's facing multiple charges of murder, he was denied bond and was told he could face life in prison if convicted of these crimes. He appeared emotionless in an orange jumpsuit, and emotionless is how police have described him in interviews. We learned today he admitted to detectives that he did this, however he didn't reveal his motive. We learned he was caught shortly after the killings due to victims picking him out of a lineup and surveillance video from nearby businesses. Now, Dalton is due back in court on March 3rd.
Yeah. All right. So, Jason Dalton, 45. What do you think of him? 888-302-3684. A lot of traffic on this one. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Courtney writes, mostly about Uber. I'm looking at most of these comments. Yeah, it's all about Uber, except she said Kalamazoo's a nice town. This could happen anywhere. Yep, that's nice. Well, Uber's everywhere. And people like this, crazed, insecure, unstable people exist everywhere. You are correct. This is not something about Kalamazoo, except that the victims were Kalamazooians. Is that the way people in Kalamazoo, is that what they call you? 888-302-3684. What's the correct term to refer to Kalamazooians, people from Kalamazoo? Here's radio host Paul W. Smith talking to the prosecutor in this case, Jeff Getting, about one of the more troubling aspects of the case.
There's been several reports that what makes a case like this even more difficult is that there appeared to be still no connection between any of the victims. That's still the case?
That's still the case. As far as I'm aware, we have the common denominator has been the suspect. There's no connection between the suspect and either of our crime scenes. There is no connection between the suspect and our deceased and injured parties. There's no connection between the victims from each crime scene. This appears to be a crime of opportunity, random shooting and killing.
Mm-hmm. So let's keep going with this conversation. I've listened to this, Paul W. Smith talking about how strange it is that the shooter did not attack any of the Uber passengers.
We have been told that this Dalton guy is a father of two children. Neighbors said he was an insurance adjuster, apparently by day, Uber driver at night. No criminal history or mental illness known. And the astonishing thing is, and I'm sure it's a head scratcher to you, Mr. Prosecutor, is he had the opportunity to shoot a number of other people who were passengers in his car, and yet he did not. But he would drive to other places to shoot other people randomly.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we're trying to figure out is exactly what it is that caused him to do this. Obviously, there was a several-hour time frame between our first shooting shortly before 6 o'clock p.m. and then our second and third shootings between 10 and 10:30 p.m. He had the opportunity to shoot and kill other people. He did not. Whether or why he chose not to, we're trying to figure out.
What are you trying to figure out about this? Is this the news media trying to scare everybody? The facts are clear about the six people, and it is random, it would appear. And it does appear that something else happened, at least from the pieces of this thing that I put together over the past 24 hours. So what is there that is of interest and import? So we've got the focus on Dalton, which is appropriate. The focus on Uber, which seems to be playing a role in this, whether it is as important as the news media would have us believe, I'm not so sure yet. I'm not ready to jump on the let's condemn Uber. I think that what I know about them from my own personal experience in my family with people who wanted to drive for Uber is that they're very thorough at checking people out. And so we'll focus on the Uber side of this as we take a closer look. We understand. Here I am with the we again. I'm doing what I say. What we will, let's see, how do we better phrase this? There will be a closer look. And even look doesn't apply. Wow, I got to be careful of my vocabulary. See, I criticize people for trying to make animate objects seem inanimate, or the other way around, or putting together language that doesn't really make sense. So, what is known? We continue in that zone in a moment. How's that? Good, huh? On Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon,
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
All right, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on the Kalamazoo shooting. The driver's name was Jason Dalton. He told investigators that he took people's lives. That pretty much is the only statement that I can find that he made. He made the statement after he was read his Miranda rights. He's 45 years old, 6 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, 8 charges of using a firearm during the commission of a felony. What do you read into all of this? Here's podcaster Dan Acton with a suggestion about what to do regarding Uber, and the Kalamazoo police seem to be paying attention. Let's listen.
If 6 or 7 people were killed in a mass murder shooting spree in Kalamazoo, Michigan, we need tougher gun laws, correct? Isn't that right? I don't know. Let's learn a little legal concept called party closest to the problem, which in this case is the Kalamazoo County Police Department and Uber, because the guy worked for Uber. He was an Uber driver. In fact, he would actually be picking up fares, and after he dropped them off, he would go somewhere else and kill somebody. So let's say he killed 6 or 7 people and had 5 or 6 fares. Well, Uber, thanks for that background investigation. You did a great job. Oh, by the way, Kalamazoo County Police, we're not done with you and your bungling incompetence. Apparently, this guy was so erratic when he was driving, a couple, getting out of the car with their lives, called 911, reported him, his license plate number, and described to the police dispatcher how erratic he was, how he almost caused 4 or 5 accidents, was running through stop signs, was running through red lights. And you know what police 911 dispatch did? This is an hour before the first shooting. Nothing. So it's the gun's fault. We need tougher gun laws. But we don't need to fire the police dispatcher, and we don't need to file a lawsuit against Uber for their lousy criminal background investigations.
See, what we haven't scrutinized, and this is why this got played, there has been nobody looking or investigating, thinking even about the police and what they knew as this thing was unfolding. As the work is done, more and more will get to be publicized as to what was going on in the police department, what they knew and what they didn't know, and how fast they acted or didn't act. Here's radio host David Carrier, says there's another word the news media ought to be using to describe the shooting instead of using the word tragic.
Some individual, let's just say that, some individual went on a shooting rampage down in Kalamazoo. And you know, I've been watching the TV while getting ready for the show here. You know, you hear things like it was ridiculous, it was tragic, it was this and that. Why can't we just call it evil? Okay? I mean, I don't know what was going on in this guy's head. All right? But apparently no criminal record, no... You know, he's not... This is not a situation where we had somebody who's escaped from the, you know, Pine Rest Christian Hospital or, you know, a mental ward or someplace, right? And then found a gun or went to a... You know, I mean, this is not what's going on here. I mean, you got some guy who, of a Saturday night, just decided, I think I'll go shooting people. And if there's a word for that better than evil, I don't know what it is. But it ain't tragic. Okay? You know, there's another, you know, 3 generations die in a car accident. Well, okay, that's tragic. But when somebody does this kind of thing, I mean, let's call it for what it is. It's just evil.
One of the things that I pride my staff on is having you think, getting you to think, all of us together collectively, work on trying to get you to think about things in a different way. That's why, especially in this hour where we do a broader approach to some of the important stories of the day, there are always 3 or 4 different ways of looking at something like this. And I think that gentleman had a way. It is tragic that 6 people lost their lives, that's for sure. 888-302 Doug, it's 21 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I now have Steve Moore with us, known affectionately to his friends as Mosquito Steve. He's worked in residential mosquito situations. I'm chuckling a little about this, Steve. I hope you don't think I'm being disrespectful. You've been working here, a member of the American Mosquito Control Association. Many of us have, I don't know whether fondly or not, Roberta, maybe you remember, I was describing this, I think, on the air yesterday, how when I was a kid we saw this. It was a green Ford truck, had a tank on the back, a little flatbed truck. And the guys there early in the morning in the spring and the summer would go up and down the street spraying up in the trees to get rid of the mosquitoes. It said on the side of the truck, South Middlesex Mosquito Control Project. And it was sort of like straight out of some communist plot, some people thought. anyway, so, but that's really what the people think. We go back to the DDT. I've had folks, a doctor on my program said earlier, we should go back to DDT. What about that?
Well, it's actually very likely that what they were spraying out of that truck was DDT. When I was growing up, that's what they used to spray in our neighborhoods. And so,
yeah, I remember the mosquitoes and the birds dead all over the road.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, I'm not a fan of any of the chemical pesticides, mainly because they end up in our water table. That you combine that with all the prescription drugs that we put in our water table, and it's no wonder this country's upside down and crazy.
Right.
So that's why I actually, since 2008, have been devoted strictly to natural products. And because I've discovered that natural products can actually work better than the toxic chemicals.
All right, let's talk about the basic bottom line here is that what the, whether it's a Monsanto product or not, whatever it is, it genetically modifies the mosquitoes through the larvae. It damages them, if I understand correctly what's going on. But the larvicide itself may be a bigger problem than the mosquito. So what do we have that doesn't mess with Mother Nature effectively, Steve?
Well, I think using Mother Nature against Mother Nature, and that's really the bottom line. You know, all our products are essential oils. So I used to, when I first started in the business, I used to put pyrethrins and permethrin in the tank of these misting systems. And And I thought it was okay. There's so much misinformation out there, and that's what I think is the problem in the industry. You know, the chemical companies are out there promoting it, and most of the guys that are selling these products, they have no idea. They don't know what they're selling. They don't even know if their product actually works or not.
All right. Remember, Richie, last summer when we had that product, Cedarside, that I'm remembering the slogan, use nature,
it worked great,
nature.
And it was oils.
Yeah, it was always
cedar oil. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what about
so there is cedar in our products, but I will tell you, just cedar by itself, the problem with that, when we actually tested that early on when it first came out, when we were looking for natural products, and the problem is the mosquitoes built up a resistance really, really fast to it.
Yeah.
And so so it needs other essential oils along with it to make it actually effective. The other problem is that a lot of these products, even the essential oils, will burn vegetation, they'll burn your lawn. I mean, you don't want somebody sprayed killing all your plants, and so so our product doesn't burn anything. And
what about citronella?
There's a lot of obstacles to get over.
What about citronella?
Is, you know, in a candle, it's probably not going to do that good. I will tell you though, I have people call me up, even knowing I'm a mosquito guy, knowing I've done hundreds of tests and taken thousands and thousands of bites from mosquitoes, call me up and say, "Hey man, I heard you can put a dryer sheet in your pants and keep the mosquitoes."
Yeah, I
heard
that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get the natural solution. I'm going to check out your website, MosquitoSteve.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Mosquito Steve. Steve Moore, MosquitoSteve.com. Interesting ideas on how to fix the problem of these mosquitoes are everywhere. I'm going to fix them right now. So.
Why some farms fail after transitioning to the next generation. Today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit. Neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Why would a farmer work all his life to build up the farm, but then transition it to a son or daughter in a way that's almost guaranteed to fail? Here's the setup, according to Andy Junkin of Ontario, Canada, who consults with farm families.
Farmers are not quitting at the age of 55 or 65 because they've got a bad hip. They're going to the hospital getting a hip replacement, and then they're farming into their 90s. And I think that's awesome. But the problem is that you now have a lot of farmers that are in the 40s and 50s that are taking orders from their fathers. And the fathers still have control of the capital, but more importantly, control all the decision-making on the farm.
We'll continue this in tomorrow's show. Learn more in the meantime at agriculturestrategy.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Fireman's have an interesting place. This is the Good Day program, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. I find myself thinking about how, as I have been doing this sort of thing on the radio since 1974, I've been on the air as a quote-unquote professional since 1965. It gives you sort of the era of my broadcast presence. There are some people who think that I may have been on the air longer than almost anybody in the country, certainly anybody who's doing a syndicated program. That's not, well, I've been on the air longer than Limbaugh in terms of my career. He's been on the air doing a syndicated program about 3 or 4 months longer. He started in August of 1988. I started doing this Good Day program in October of 1988. And since that time, my being an observer of the facts and the fiction, my observing what people think about various things that are going on, how the quote-unquote news cycle changes, and how with the advent of something new going on, something else gets pushed out of the way. And there's nothing more telling. There are two observations I have today on that. One of them is that unless you're a highly political radio or television program or station or channel, you're not much talking about politics. I'm looking at the things that are trending from the input that you as listeners give us at DougSteffen.com, and they are the situation in Michigan, the situation with Dr. Luke and Kesha, the situation with Apple and the FBI, and the Pope calling for a worldwide focus on the death penalty. Those are the things that are on the radar screen of people, the major issues, never mind some of the other things that you can find that are new at DougSteffen.com that you probably won't find on any other major source. I have 14 different sources that I go through every day to try to piece together what is going on, what It helps me shape what I think, and my thinking changes with more input, as does yours, I'm guessing, unless you're adult, unless you're not a thinking human being, unless you're not involved, and if you aren't, you're probably not listening to this sort of discussion anyway. Am I right? So, with that in mind, let me get to, I find the Kalamazoo thing, frankly, other than the fact that it involves Uber, to be just another case, and I don't mean to minimize it, but it's just another case of some guy who's lost it, for whatever the reason, knocking off more people, and whether he ought to have been evaluated in some way, shape, or form, whether he ought not to have had a gun because of his mental instability. That's part of the public forum and debate. And we obviously have not come to a consensus as a public yet, because if we had, these sorts of things wouldn't be going on, it seems, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, ad nauseum. But we haven't, as a society, come to an agreement yet. And at what point that will happen? I don't know. Will it be even in my lifetime or your lifetime? I hope I live long enough to see this sort of thing somehow reckoned with by those of us who consider ourselves citizens of this great country. So, okay, there's one. The Apple situation with the city of it's not just the city of San Bernardino. It's the FBI. It's all kinds of government involvement. I'm really clear on this. And there does seem to be more focus, more agreement, if you will, as each day goes by. And that's what you see in this story that's trending at DougStephan.com. All the surveys, pretty much, you like the way I said that? Pretty much support it's a 50-50. It looks like more Americans are supporting the FBI than Apple in the latest situation. I don't happen to be one of those. I don't think the FBI... I don't know that, and I don't mean this to sound elitist, I'm not sure most of you understand what the real issue is here. Well, maybe it's different for you than it is for me. The issue with me is that we have too much government involvement and interference, and the government, basically, if you're listening to the last half hour, somebody who was on the air was trying to come up with the right word with regard to the shooting, and one person was using the term tragic, and another person was using the word evil. In my estimation, the government is basically evil, and the FBI is among the most evil parts of the government. And so to give them blanket access, this kind of reminds me of Oprah Winfrey. Whoopi Goldberg who said once, and there are plenty of other people who said it, but I remember the way she said it sort of stuck in my mind, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should it bother me that the FBI or the NSA or whomever is listening to my calls? Well, what this shows, and this is what's creepy about this, is the lack of knowledge or understanding, because we're not teaching civics anymore in school. People don't know what the law really is. They don't know. You don't know, some of you. And it may sound arrogant for me to say this, because I think I do know what the intent is. And if Antonin Scalia had lived, and this came to the Supreme Court, which is going to do anyway, whether he's there or isn't there, the decision would have been made to keep the FBI from having this blanket ability to grab your iPhone or your iPad or whatever is in there and analyze it just because they want to. This is the whole thing that we as a country, it seems, have collectively been fighting since September 11th. The invasion for reasons of protection. You know, let's think about it this way. Even if there wasn't some legal reason for us not to be allowing the FBI into your Apple iPhone, how has it worked so far, boys and girls? What sort of things have not happened? Well, the FBI will tell you, and I agree, I believe this, that they have thwarted a number of attacks, possible attacks, that might have taken place had they not had the ability to shut these perpetrators down. Do I believe that there are evil people who want to do evil things to the United States? Yep. Do I believe that Donald Trump is right when he says that we had no business going into Iraq and that's created the destabilization of the Middle East and the problems in Europe and here? Yep. Do I think that we ought to be able to take all means and methods of trying to stop people from doing the things that they did on September 11th? Yep. Does it start at the FBI? Nope. Where does it start? It starts, don't you like that I'm having a two-way conversation with myself? It starts, well, it's probably too late now because of the evils of people who want to control and who want to make sure they have the upper hand in dealings with as big a circle as they can find, whether they be political leaders, business leaders. This whole thing can be traced back to even before Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld made their deals with the Saudis and when others were nosing around. Think of any of the oil barons early on and how they got a hold of oil and oil rights and how people were. We had deals. Cheney and Rumsfeld made deals with Saddam Hussein during the Reagan administration and with the Saudis and with others. In the name of the United States and the oil kingpins, who mostly were Americans at the time, that we would do what we needed to do militarily to keep the oil flowing. If the oil stopped, there'd be a way of us inveigling ourselves into the situation. That, along with the Europeans in the late 18th century, 19th century, you might even go back to the 17th century a bit, but not really, more later than that, when the Europeans went into Africa and the Middle East and into Asia, invaded, conquered, took over, and sliced all of these regions up in cookie-cutter fashion in a way that disturbed the tribal influences of the way people have lived. The Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds, a pretty good example of that in Iraq. Iraq wasn't Iraq, it was Persia. Iran and Iraq were called Persia. How many of you remember that from your history? Don't know? Don't remember? So that's why you think, to come back around full circle to the FBI being okay, it's okay for them to have what there is in Apple. You say, well, how do you figure this all out? Why are you putting it all together this way? Because it is the thinking that goes into mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, misunderstanding after misunderstanding after misunderstanding of how the system works, that we find ourselves shoveling it against the tide again. And so we've weakened such our own understanding of how our country works, business-wise as well as politically, that people support the FBI now. And the people in San Bernardino who are ripped, sorry about that, you folks in San Bernardino, I know what you want, and I understand, and you make good arguments, but they aren't good enough. So that's my working through of this. As I talk it through, I think it through, and work it through, and have explained where I am on this. Where are you on it? 888-302-3684. We don't take many calls in this hour. I more sort of depend on what you're writing, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday. Social media seems to be an easier way to get expressions when it comes to feelings about issues like this. So we'll get to some of your blogging and some of the email and some of the social media material in a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, we have 48 past the hour. We all have 48 past the hour. No matter where you are in the country or in the world, it's still 48 past the hour. I get calls from, not calls, usually an email will come. Why don't you tell us it's 48 past 5 or 48 past 6? Because it may be where you are, madam. But there are people listening all around the country and all around the world. It's just 48 past the hour. You figure out which time zone you're in. Thank you very much. That I can't help you with. Here is a Mary who writes about the FBI, CBC. Big Brother has never been closer to being at the doorstep of every American. This is absolutely setting a horrifically, horrifically bad precedent that may be impossible to reverse. Yes, Mary, you are correct. Noel writes, honestly, kind of feels as though Apple's just riding this one for the free advertising. I think they know their audience, Noel, and maybe you're right. This would be Noel if it's female and Noel if it's male. No matter what, I think there's a bit of truth to that. Yes, Ken writes, none of this stuff was needed in the past to get convictions. This is just I want from people who ought to have grown out of that phase a long time ago. Oh man, is that a great bit of writing, Ken? Thank you. David writes, San Bernardino County had purchased a tool that would have allowed them to immediately open the phone, but they failed to install it on this phone, or as far as that's concerned, any other county inspector. So, see, that's the perspective of somebody who lives there. I didn't know that. Did you know that? That San Bernardino County had purchased a tool that would have allowed them to open the phone, but they didn't install it? That's very interesting. The FBI had a shot at recovering the critical data. They changed the password. The people in San Bernardino County changed the password and blew that chance. Not knowingly, but then this is, like most other governments, sort of a comedy of errors, except it's not funny. Ray writes, this is just the start for law enforcement. They have very purposefully picked an emotional terrorism case to exploit public sentiment. You are so right, Ray. Wake up, everybody. Ding, 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 ding. Figure out what this is really all about. 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Francisca Brown is director of the African American Multicultural Market Segment at Northwestern Mutual. She leads the development of strategies to engage and reach the Northwestern customer. She has a master's degree in information resource management, so we can get information, and that's really what this program is all about. So hip, hip, hooray for all of us, Francisca. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The focus on dreams, this is Black History Month. A lot of people think that African Americans are struggling. They don't have a fair piece of the pie. How do you view that when you hear those arguments? Do you think that there is anything to them, or are we getting baited a little bit by people who want to stir the pot?
Yeah, I go back to everybody has dreams, and everybody wants to have an awareness of how to achieve those dreams and have access. So what we believe at Northwestern Mutual is how do we help people get to that? And that's for African Americans, and that's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So is it different? Maybe the point here is it different for Black Americans than white Americans? Financial, the definition of the term financial success, would we be looking at it differently, or would we be looking at it the same?
We look at it differently and the same, so it's a yes and a yes. And so while African Americans have big dreams, what we're finding at where they are financially right now and where they want to be, there's a significant gap. And our goal is really to help them to close that gap. So what we find that's different than the white market is that, you know, 1 in 7 don't have long-term financial plans. 1 in 5 have not even started to set their financial plans. And then we also found that over 50% do not even think they can afford to work with an advisor. So I think part of it is about financial education and creating awareness and access.
You know, I think about this in terms of how it's used politically, and I bet that riles you somewhat, the way politicians use a race card to talk about the haves and the have-nots, when in fact you can find plenty of success stories on both sides. Do you use models, role models, to sort of demonstrate to people how one can become more successful?
I think of it as one person at a time, and I actually start with myself. I was very fortunate at age 21, graduating right out of college, to have a financial advisor approach me about life insurance, because the best time to buy life insurance is when you're young. Or I talk about starting today. So really it's about having that person who's that expert in your life to talk to you about savings and paying off credit card debt and paying down your student loans and putting money aside so that you can actually have what you want in the future. The other big piece is I had people in my life talk to me about 401k. And so what I've done with my friends who may not have that same access, because I work for an insurance company, is I make sure that I talk to them. And the other thing I love about Northwestern Mutual is we're starting early. We're actually going into our communities with our Milwaukee school systems at an early age, talking about financial literacy.
What do you tell those, Francisco, what do you tell those kids that you talk to, or whatever age it is, whether it be junior high school, how do you educate them that they should be taking a little bit, you know, 5-10% of their pay, no matter what it is, if they're doing a paper route, if they're getting out of college, to put that away for later in life?
So what's great about what we have on our website, one of our websites is called mint.org, and it's for kids and families to start early about how do I start saving, how do I put money aside, and I think that's so important. And then as they grow and they become young adults, we have Mint Grad that takes it to the next level. So we have education appropriate for every age. But the one thing I think of is just how do we pass on that information from generation to generation. So when I'm talking to my nephew now who wants that Xbox or whatever that is, right, you can't have it now, but if you start saving and putting money aside, I'll give 50%, but you also have to give 50%. So it's teaching those financial principles early. But the other thing is, what I love about what we're doing is, how do I help him and bring him along? So next time I go to my financial advisor, I bring him at age 8. So he starts to learn.
Great
but
idea.
It's really passing on that education.
Great idea.
Yeah, this is something that needs to be done in schools. It isn't being done. It's another one of these outreach. Ages. We spend all this money, and people who don't have, let's say the parents don't have a background in this, why shouldn't the children do basic things, learning about investments, balancing a checkbook, basic stuff that is important for everybody to have a handle on. All right, so give us the information site again for this. Will you please, Francisca?
NorthwesternMutual.com. Great place to find a financial advisor and content and videos.
NorthwesternMutual.com. All right, thank you. Nice to have you here to chat about finances, something we don't talk enough about here on Good Day. 21 minutes after the hour.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.